Okay. All right, so today we're going to continue on in onto the Maimorim. In other words, last week we saw the Rambam. We went to the end of the first parak. So today we'll get back to Ois Hei, which is where we're up to in the Maimorim, on page Ein Beis. He says, "The Rambam shenishmasoi hakadoyla ra'asa kol ma shenizgala beruach hakodesh. Rambam, whose great neshama saw everything that was revealed in ruach hakodesh, yoda gam lechalek chelkei hanefesh lechamisha chalakim. He also knew to divide up the parts of the nefesh into five parts, like we said, as opposed to the regular three." What he's saying is that the Rambam, of course, did not receive the Kabbalah, and yet he was mechaven to the yesodis of Kabbalah. And this is an example. He was mechaven to it because he saw it through his Torah and his Kedusha. He saw truths, which is the emes is emes. So automatically, somebody like the Rambam, who's a chepsa shel Torah, is going to be mechaven to the Yesodis Kabbalah, even if he's hasn't actually received it. So he also knew to divide up the nefesh into five parts. There's a Migdal Oiz on the Rambam that quotes a Ritva. That's what he said. It's not a Ritva that we have, and he says that. He found the Ksav Yad of the Rambam, that when he got to Eretz Yisrael, he met a Zaken who taught him Kabbalah, and he was chayzer from a number of things. That's what it says.
Where's this Migdal Oiz?
Huh?
Where's this Migdal Oiz?
I have to find it. I don't remember if it's in the
Yad Hazaka.
It's in the Yad Hazaka. Yeah, but the Pashas is it's a forgery. It's not the Pashas is it's not true. And even if it were, it has no nafkamina to us, since the Rambam that we know is the Rambam of Isfar. So, not some, you know, obscure Ksav Yad that's attributed to the Rambam. So, it's irrelevant. But even the Rambam in Isfar, the big Mekubalim that show, even at times where it looks like the Rambam is Chaylik, on the Yesodis of Kabbalah, so they show how it stems too, how on a certain level at least, the Rambam's Shita is also correct. I'll give an example without getting into the pratim of it. But the Rambam says that the purpose of the creation wasn't necessarily man. It wasn't the Adam. We're used to, you know, Bishvil Yisrael, Shnikar Eishes, Klal Yisrael. That's the whole Bria is for Klal Yisrael. And, no, he says it wasn't for that. Each Bria was for the whole Bria was for the whole Bria. it's as much for the ants as it is for the, you know, as much for the rocks as it is for the people. So it's a very, there's many, many Chazalim that seem to say that it's everything was created for man. And Avodas HaKodesh of Meir Ben Gabay was a sefer, it was Kubal Be'etzem, slightly before that Rizal. He wrote in a sefer Avodas HaKodesh attacking the Rambam very forcefully, from many different sources showing that the Rambam was wrong on this, whatever. But you have a number of answers. Actually, in the Sefer, actually I just remember now, in the Sefer, Rabbi Yaakov Moshe gives a mahalach to explain that Rambam, and the Leshem also gives a mahalach, kind of similar to what Rabbi Yaakov Moshe writes here. The Leshem also gives a mahalach showing how the Rambam's right even in that. So even things that seem to be radically different than the Kabbalah, those who know how to integrate realize what that the Rambam wasn't just wasn't off Chas v'Shalom, but he was being oimid on a certain oimik that that's important to understand as well. Okay, anyway, that's but in this case the similarity is glaring, and the chiddush is glaring that the Rambam is mechalik here to five parts, which taka stims with what was nizgala buracha kodesh, meaning to the mukubal. So he divided it to five parts: hazon, hamargish, hamedame, hamisoyer, vaseichel. So we saw them last week. We went into a little bit what they are. The Rambam went into what they are. Vehem matimim keneged chamisha chelkei hanefesh ruach neshama chay yichida, and they line up keneged the five parts of the nefesh ruach neshama chay yichida. The kavanos eloima, the kavana of the Rambam is to say, ki kol rikshes haguf me nefesh hein nevois, that all the feelings of the body flow from the nefesh. The kasher bi'arnu sha'odam tzarch legalos es nafsho yehe elokit. As we explain, the person needs to reveal his nefesh ha'elokis, his godly nefesh. A person has to reveal his godly nefesh. V'zeal yidei hisyachsus eleho v'izdab kuybo. How does one reveal his nefesh elokis? It's by being misyaches to it, being relating to it, keeping it in mind, becoming aware of it, and attaching to it, being misdabik to it, living with it, letting it have hashpa on a person's life. U'beloy hagilui. But without the revelation, if he's not megal the nefesh elokis that's within us, chay bekirboy ach hanefesh abahamis shaloi. So then, what's alive in him, you know, so to say, what's kicking in him, is just the nefesh abahamis. It's just his nefesh abahamis. It's his animalistic nefesh. Shehi beemes bebechina achas im chelke nefesh achamor vanesha, which in fact is really taka. In one bechina, it's the same type of bechina as the parts of the nefesh of the donkey and the eagle, right? Al kain, and therefore yesh ledas. In other words, that was like the mistake that we saw of the philosophers, right? That Rabbi Yaakov Moshe said brought down that the nefesh they held, they thought that the nefesh of Adam and the nefesh of the donkey are the same. So he told us that yeah, the nefesh of Bahamas is taka very similar. It's kemat the same thing as the chamor. So if a person's not megala the nefesh elokis, then that's what's left. He'll have this nefesh habahamis, which is like a nefesh of a chamor, a nefesh of an eagle. But it's not he's not acting like a human. He's not living with the nefesh elokis. A human being is a chelik eloka mimal. It's a chelik eloka mimal. That's what distinguishes the person from the animals and lower. Valkain, and therefore, yesh ledas, one should know, one needs to know, ki bizman shenafshay hamizgalis bekirboy hi hanefesh ha'elokis, that the time that this nefesh that becomes revealed in him is the nefesh ha'elokis. In other words, the time when the nefesh that's revealed in him is the nefesh elokis, and he's living with his nefesh elokis, not just with the nefesh of Bahamas. Hitaka reveals in him this nefesh elokis. Kol rigshe haguf v'seder michyatam me'oisa hanefesh elokis hei noivos. So then all the feelings of the body and the order of their getting life is from that nefesh elokis. It flows from that nefesh elokis. In other words, this actually changes the senses of the body. If a person's living with a nefesh elokis, it actually changes the senses of the body. All the rikshe haguf, all the feelings of the body, all the senses of the body. Ma she'en kein im moiser atzmoy lehergel. However, as opposed, if a person gives himself over to habit, ve'inei poine levavoy lichyas ha-rikshe ha-nefesh elokis, and he doesn't turn his heart to live with the feelings of the nefesh elokis, Ki oz rigshes chias gufoy ma'isa nefeshes chomris va'noshris einoivus. So then taka the feelings of his body, right, the feelings of the life of his body, comes from that nefesh of the donkey or the eagle. Taka flows from the nefesh of Bahamas instead of flowing from the nefesh of Elokus. Just as I'm reading this, it reminds me, I see this in Shulchan Aruch actually. Shulchan Aruch. It's a very chashev Shulchan Aruch of Yom Hilchus Shechita. Except to find it. In Simon Yud Ches, in Hilchas B'dikas Hasakin U'Pkim Yosef. So the Mechaber Paskins, a halacha, he takes out, and he after saying it, he it's actually from a Rabbeinu Yoina, from Shaar Tshuva. He calls it, in the Shulchan Aruch it says, Rabbeinu Yoina B'Sefer Shaar HaTshuva. So, the Shulchan Aruch says like the Mechaber says like this: Tabach sheloi heres sakina the chacham. A sheichit that doesn't show his knife to the chacham, hayu menadnoi sorry, they would excommunicate him, put him in nidui. V'ha'idna, I'm skipping there more, just the Mechaber. V'ha'idna, nowadays nagul manos anashim yiduim al hashchita v'abdika, they are noyig to appoint known people on the shechita and the checking of the knife. V'lehem machlu chachamim kvoidam, and to them the chacham or meichel they covered. So you don't have to bring it to the chacham anymore, because the chacham or meichel they covered that you could go to these special people. Ki heim zehirim uzrizim, because those people are zehirim and zrizim. V'harbe, now this, v'harbe tzorch yishvadas v'yoshamayim l'bdika sasakim. And you need a lot of Yishuv Hadas and Yir Shemayim for checking the knife. V'haloi tir'eh. You see, ki yivdik odam pamayim shalosh. Person could check a knife two or three times. V'lo yargish b'pkimah daka. And he won't feel a small nick in the knife. A small nick in the knife, he won't feel it. V'char kach yimtzen. And then afterwards he finds it. Two, three times he does the b'dika, careful, nothing. Then he next another time and he finds it. Why do you find it? Ki hechin liboy b'achroina, because the last time he was mechin liboy, he prepared his heart, he put his heart to it, he concentrated with his heart. Hechin liboy. Ubechinas chush hamishush kefi kavanas alev, and the bechina of feeling, the chush hamishush, our sense of feel, is affected, goes according to the kavanas halev. Not that the guy's not really trying to feel, not that the guy's ignoring it, but hitaka doesn't feel it without the proper kavanas halev. It's mamish this yisoid, what he's just saying. What he's saying over here. If you have Yirah Shemayim, you feel things you wouldn't feel otherwise. Your body actually acts differently. A person that's noyik, for example, in Yoni Kedusha, he's noyik with Shmir Sinai. So he can get to a point where he actually doesn't notice things that other people notice, because he's used to Xing it out. So it's like it's bichlal not on the radar of his sensory system. So that's what he says over here, right? That at the time when the nefesh ha'elokis becomes revealed in him, kol rigshei aguf, all the feelings of the body, which includes, like we saw in the Rambam, the chelik hamargish, specifically the Marigish, he's referring to all the systems, but the Marigish, which is the sensory systems, sight, hearing, etc., it's all affected. He's saying it's all now going to go from the Nefesh Elokis. But if he only lives with his Nefesh Bahamas, so then all the Rigshi Aguf are going to flow from the Nefesh Bahamas. So it's an under a mensch. It's a different person. So then his body becomes different. I mean, it's, you know, physically it looks the same and exit whatever, but it's in tuned to a spiritual world. It's in tuned to experience of a locus, and it's not in tuned to experience of a behemoth. Give you an example. The elephants, right? Elephants have these massive ears, right? They're able to hear very high frequencies that the human ear can't pick up, right? There's a clear sound. We don't hear it, and the elephant does, and he'll go crazy from it, right? We both have hearing, right? But his thing is tuned in a specific way. The same physical system of hearing is in both. It's the same basic hearing system both. But his system is intuned to certain frequencies. So if you have, and if you live with your Nefesh Elokis, your physical system is intuned to a different frequency than if you were an elephant or you're a chamor, you're living with your Nefesh Bahamas. It's a mardika thing. Now he says weiter. We're gonna get there. And you should know, you need to know an important klal, or a major klal. Ki ma shenidme le'adam she'efshar leshanot midotav o befrat lezakecham le'taram. What it appears to a person that it's possible to change his midos, and specifically to purify them. Now, I don't know if that appears to people today, but once upon a time they believed that you can change your midos. Nowadays, mostly the Olam is miyuyish from such an idea, bechlal, of change.
Most of who?
I'm being a little bit sarcastic. I think most people today are miyuyish from actually changing anything in themselves. So that the Rabbi Yaakov Meir says that the idea that, right, what seems to people that you can change your midas and specifically to purify them, he tos mechletas. It's an absolute mistake. Wrong. You can't do such a thing. You cannot change your midas. You cannot change. Teva einenu mishtaneh. Nature is not changeable. It's not changeable. Kamashal shel achulda v'achbar, like the mashal of the rat, or the weasel, and the mouse. Ela shebiyad ha'adam lahachlif ha'nefesh ha'bahamish shelo l'nefesh ha'lekish shebo. The only thing you can do is you can swap, you can change your Nefesh Bahamas for a Nefesh Elokis. That you could do. Before we continue, it's interesting that this Yesod I saw in one of the Svarim of the Admorim of Chabad, the Rabbi Amar Shab, in a sefer called Shekdimu Taf Ayin Reish Beis. It's the year Taf Ayin Reish Beis. And there's three volumes of it, and this is in the first volume, in page Tuf Kuf Tes. He says the same Yisayit. He says, "Vativius loy tishtane le'olam." The nature will never change. Nature, the word teva, right, means sunken. It's sunken in. Means it's something that's permanent. So it's permanent. Finished. Teva is permanent. You can't change it. We'll never change at all. Somebody who's an Isha Chesed, he's never going to change to an Isha Gvuras. And someone who has the Teva of Gvuras, Lo yishtana be'etzem mahusa liyos b'teva midas hachesed. He's never going to change be'etzem mahusa, in his essence is never going to become to the teva of a midas hachesed. V'gam kama shiyageis atzmoi l'shanus teva midas shelo, as much as he'll toil over changing the teva of his midah, lo yishtana mida be'etzem. It's not going to change be'etzem. He's going to remain the same teva be'etzem. He might be able to like override it a little bit, control it a little. He'll act, but it's like he's not acting from his etzem. Rak yochol lios his almus ezek koyach lefi shol is naik b'midah hafchis. What he can do is he can like hide that koyach for a moment, momentarily, and act with the opposite midah. He continues on later. She etzem ateva eina mishtane. Then he says, now, before I continue on in the Rashab, so I was recently looking at a sefer, Igros Kodesh of the Tzemach Tzedek, Letters of the Tzemach Tzedek, and poked, like it was like a week or two after I saw this piece over here, and I just was flipping to see what letters were, and I copied out. It's all it says, just one line. It gives like a list of certain things. It's in the Geras Lamed Aleph from page Nun Beis. He says this word: Kol haChasidus. All of Chasidus is lahapech tivyos midosav. Is to overturn the teva of the midas.
What's the parish now?
Huh?
It's not the same as all.
I was like, my eyeballs were like popping out. Like, what is this? I'm just a massive steer right here. So I think maybe it means something else, and maybe it means what we're going to see in Rabbi Yaakov Moshe in another few minutes.
Yeah, it doesn't mean that you can change your tether. It means that you cannot be menuhala the day of tether.
I mean,
it doesn't mean to say that you're going to change the teva of your midas.
Okay, that's true.
It means to say that you're going to be mahapach, that you don't go to feed the teva of midas, either you go to feed the seich or whatever he's coming to talk about.
It could be. It certainly doesn't sound like it. The pashta solution is lahapach is to overturn it and to make it into the opposite. That's the.
We said in the Shmuel,
yeah.
When came to look for a son-in-law, their three father-in-law, Blair Gurbit.
Mm-hmm.
So he asked, I think it was Shabbat, he asked the thing that he wants a bachel that the teva has good midas, not just the work that he's midas.
Mm-hmm.
It was in the parsha then, and said, yes, there could be a thing that. So then he said, a person who just comes with it like this, and he's saying that just being mad in a certain koyach, so that's not something that's over the Yerusha. So the person who has good midas, but teva, so the Issa Chavusi, he said, what the Goyen talks about being harder than learning the whole shas. Of Mamish being Shavra Midah is talking about things. So Mashankin, he said, most of the time, if a person just got to that level, like what you're talking about, the Shonis you're talking about, being Malim and Midah, there's not going to be over in Yerusha to his kids. Mashankin, a person could.
That's the way Rav Dessa explains that Chiddush of the Avos was that they, Taka, changed themselves so much and they worked in the Midah so much that they made a king in Yerusha to call Israel for all the Dairis that we have the Midahs of the Avos, the Teva. Baishonim, Rachmonim, it's Mamash Oyver Be Yerusha. Okay, yeah. Anyway, so now, Lamaisa, I'm going to read a few more lines over here in the Rashab. So the Rashab says, Vafilu al yidei avoido bekoyach hanefeshe eloikis. Yeah, he's talking about, yeah. Even through the avoido with the koyach of the nefeshe eloikis, leshanois midas hativiyim the nefeshe bahamis. To change the natural midas of the nefesh abahamis, v'al zehu yiridas haneshama beguf, and it's for this purpose that the neshama comes down in the guf. V'zoisi, right, that the neshama, which is the nefesh eloikis, is going to change, right? It's going to change the guf. It's going to work a guf. V'zoisi kol avodas ha'odim kol yimei chayav l'shanos hateva the nefesh abahamis, and this is all avodas ha'odim his whole life to change the teva of the nefesh abahamis. Yeah, so this is why I say it's not a stereo, because you'll see from here that even when he's working in his avoida to change and overturn the teva, even still the etzem ateva remains the way it was. Raksha koidim hoisa amida bira, except that before the mida was in bad. And through the avoid the teva, this teva is now going to be betoiv. Like the Gemara says, right? Somebody who has a mazel ma'adim, so he should put it into a mitzvah, sheichet, or you know, moil, instead of becoming a murderer. So that's being mishana teva on the one hand, but you're being mishana the teva from ra to toiv, from bahamius to elokus. But the etzem amida, the etzem akli is the same kli.
The tchunas hanefesh remains the same tchunas hanefesh.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's why we would say to be mezakeh chamida.
Huh? To be mezakeh.
That was easy to confirm.
Yeah. So that's l'chayre. That's also the kavon of the tzemach tzedek over there. And, you know, because like the Rashab says, also this is the kavona. He's coming to say that these lashonis really all mean this. You say that's what Rabbi Yaakov Moshe is saying here. The same exactly. So it was seen here in the Meimorim. Is that you can't actually change the midah. What you can do is you can change the nefesh Bahamas to a nefesh Elokus. And I will continue. Vezela hashkit chius evarov. And what does that mean? That's to quiet the chius of his limbs, the gufa in his body, ulachnisam laat laat, and to enter them slowly, ba'avoisis ahava, with the reins of love, lishmaya masha nefesh elokis malcheshes elav, to hear what the nefesh elokis was whispering to him. You know, the nefesh elokis is always whispering to us, but you have to be there to hear it. Va'az al yedei hizgalus chius nafshe elokis bimnucha v'shalvus kodesh, and then through the revealing of the chius of his nefesh elokis with menucha, in a pleasantness. Yeah, it's like not. And Shalvas Kodesh with a holy tranquility. Kol rigshe achayim nimshochim achar psilas kodesh zu. Then all the feelings of life are drawn after this holy wick. V'dafka al yedei ze ef shel agil yedei shlimus hamidus b'zikuk chometar also. And dafka through this is it possible to reach the shlimus of midus in purifying them. Why is he being madgish over here so much? How nice this is, this avodah, you know, like the avoisus ava l'shmaya, and then the menucha v'shalvas kodesh. What he's saying is that if you make yourself more in tune to ruchnius, and then you're not gonna need that whole rigorous, difficult avodah of breaking, like what we call shviras amidas. He's not saying not to have anything to shaykh to shviras amidas, but he's saying that once you realize that you can't change the person's teva, right? When if you try to fight teva, you're a goner. That's actually most times, right? The difficulties in chinuch and difficulties in chinuch of ourselves is that you're trying to go against the teva. So when you go against the teva, it's partially like smashing the head against the wall. It hurts. It's painful, and it doesn't go anywhere. And it just is more damaging because you're never gonna win. But if you go with the teva, but you're megala ruchnius in the you're megala nefesh elokus, you bring the person to another level, then and you show him now how to put that teva now is going to be applied through the ruchnius, through the nefesh elokus instead of through the nefesh abamis, memela. It's going to be b'menucha v'shalvas kodesh. It's not going to be an avodah of smashing the head against the wall. It's going to be an avodah where it works nicely. It's smooth, and it's pleasant. And that's the only way, he says. That's the only way to get to shleimus amidus b'zikuchem v'tarosom. It's a very, very different. It's a very, very different avodah what he's describing here. It is true that there's a we know Musar is from a lashon of liyaser. To afflict, right? Yeah, he's not saying that there's no makom and nothing to do with Musar. Where exactly Musar fits in, that's not our noise right now. But he's saying as a general rule, to get to the Shleimus Hamidus, your focus has to be working with your Midus, not trying to be kind to someone else's Midus, and not trying to, it's a very difficult thing. I pointed this out by my son's bar mitzvah, years ago, right? But I pointed out, right, that you have Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And Avram has Midas HaChesed. Yitzchak has Midas HaGvura. They're total opposites. Okay, Yaakov would be the Sarachim HaSol, a little bit closer. For a normal father-son, that's a very difficult thing to handle. Like, if the son has a opposite teva of the father, he has difficulty relating to the kid, and he's trying to get the kid, right? Our teva is to try to get our kids to live like we live, because we think that's right, in the same tchunas, in the same whatever. But Avram says to Yitzchak, that's basically his chinuch was, Yitzchak, you're midas atin, go with what you have. Of course, it also, you know, lecham and libel shemayim, it has to be in the right kivun. You have to direction has to be for locus, for ruchnius. But don't try to be me. I was medayik in the psukim more that's where Haran went wrong. I don't have time to go into it, but I may do come in the basic that I'm Haran and Lot. Haran and then Lot. That Haran, it says, jumped into the fire after Avram, and he died. Why? Because he did it because he saw Avram do it, and he got away with it. Okay, I'll do the same. Copycat in Ruchnius doesn't work. Copy in Ruchnius is death, and he died. The same thing, Lot goes ahead and does the same things that he sees Avram Avinu, but he says, "I was mad dying in Psukim." He's just following Avram. It's not pshat that he knows and understands that this is the best. Pshat is that he's a copycat like his father, and he ends up in Stoim. Okay, you see that he still had a certain darga, the ultimate kelim, right? You can see we see from a number of chazalim that he still was, you know, eating matzahs. He's meis nefesh or hachnasas orchim, but hachnasas orchim is b'shibush. He's willing to give his daughters over to terrible things. It's all warped because it was copycat ruchnius, and there's no such thing. But the point that I'm saying is that's the avodah that a person for himself and for the kosher for chinuch has to know what the midah of the person is, and you can't try to be someone that you're not. All that we have to do is we have to refine the person by being machnas into the person ruchnius, by bringing him to the waters of ruchnius, and then he's going to be like it says over here, nimshachem kol rigshei chayim nimshachem achar psilas kaidizu. Then all whatever his teva, whatever his midas are, is going to be nimshach in the right way. It's going to be nimshach after that psila of ruchnius, after that candle of light.
How do we explain the Chazal called Godom and Chaver, Yitzro Godom and Chaver?
Yitzro Godom and Menno. What's the kasha like based
kasha
on,
is
on
that
this?
If a person is on a higher madriga, then his Yitzro Hara is also Zelu Mazeh.
Yeah.
So his Yitzro Hara is also big.
Yeah, so. I think that, if anything, that's another aspect of what we're speaking about over here. Mm-hmm. It's that you have a certain kli. The point is that Bernstein gives a person a kli. Mm-hmm. His kli is his midas. His kli is there are certain people that are smati, that they have the etzim. Their nature is they have strength to them. So you could put that otzmatiyut into kedusha, or you could put that otzmatiyut into the opposite. Mm-hmm. So if you see somebody who's godom lechaveira, so you know, however his godless is, you know that's his otzma, that's his strength. So you know that he has the opposite exactly in him also. That's an echanami. That's exactly what he said. He said this guy, he's living with his nefesh elikus, but he has the nefesh of Bahamas to back that up, to parallel that nefesh elikus. It's not a vort in the nefesh elikus, nefesh of Bahamas. It's a vort in what his tchunas are, what kiyach this person has. And then you have a switch. You can either activate the system on Nefesh HaBahamas level, or you could activate the system on Nefesh HaLeikas level. Well, Lezois Mashash B'Kirbeinu HaRambam Levaitim. So for this reason, the Rambam is Mashash into us. Ki me'oysa ha'nefesh el yoyna kol nevea. That it's from that nefesh elyona that everything flows. Lav dafka midos, not only the midos of a person, not only the character traits of a person, elagam tivius haguf, but also the nature of the body, like we were speaking about before, the actual physical nature of the person. K'mo l'mashal, l'rapei machalot yeshev del rav. For example, to cure someone from illness, or sicknesses, there is a big difference between that sick person shechai al chius nafshe ha'olyoina lo oisa ha'choyla ha'shakui b'mavayai ha'bahamius. Between that choyla who lives with a life of his nefesh ha'olyoina to that choyla who's sunken into the whims of the bahamius, the animalistic instincts and taivus. That's what the Rambam is really saying. He says, when the Rambam says, "V'oshuv el kavanosi," I will now return to my kavana, b'chelke anefesh, regarding the parts of the nefesh. V'oymer, and I'll say, "Ha'chelek hazon mimenu akoyach hamoishich v'chulei." Then the Rambam goes and divides up the chelek hazon into seven different koyches. Right? We saw digestive, etc. The lamedcha to teach you. What the Rambam is doing is he's including this in, it's all part of the, this is also part of the nefesh, because I read the Rambam's Lashitasai holds that all these are parts of one nefesh, it's not a different nefesh. So he's teaching that this koyach hazon is also from that nefesh shehi achas, which is one v'lo yishtayim and not two, v'hakol al pi anerach, and it's all estimated or valued based on it. Based on that nefesh ha'elokes, based on that nefesh ha'elyoina. V'afal pi sha'protim ha'mnimshachim ha'osei koyach hazon kulei roi b'mleches ha'refuah. And even though the details that are drawn forth from that koyach hazon is completely ro'ui to be dealt with in the malacha of medicine, b'chol zois, b'chlal, nevertheless, in general, imigia l'chius ha'nefesh, if the person reached a level of living with the nefesh, meaning the nefesh elyoina, meaning the nefesh with the spirituality, tipul harufulah acher legamri, then the way of curing him is completely different. That's really the oimik of what it comes out from the Rambam shita of nefesh achas v'lo yishtayim, is that even the koyach hazon, even the meta, and this actually stems very much with what we saw with Rav Kook. That the first level of tshuva, as Rav Kook said, kanir'eh, if you remember, he said, medicine hasn't gotten the cures of everything. So he said, kanir'eh, it's really totally in the other parts of tshuva as well. Meaning kanir'eh, that the physical cures of people are really totally in the spiritual parts of the person. And like you quoted before, we have the Chassam Sofer, I thought also maybe Nedib Yehuda, I had in my head for something, but the Chassam Sofer, that you can't use statistics of the Goyisha medicine, right? He says that the Goyisha medicine doesn't necessarily work on Jews. Because even though the body is the same, it does not true. It's a different refuah. Now, okay, we still go to, you know, the halacha l'maisa, we go to the doctors, and we go through all the...
It makes a
sofik. Huh? It makes a
sofik,
Right. אז הוא שאל את החזוני שאלה בלימוד, מה אתה יודע ללמוד? טוב תדעך אתה לא צריך לראות, אני לא יודע שאתה יודע ללמוד, אתה צריך, אתה עושה כלום.
People use this Hebdal, speaking about the Chazam Sofer, to say that why they justify smoking.
That people use it. People use it for that. Misusage.
That's where I've heard that on most of the quote.
Yeah. But you say that
but they don't stop taking the Advil if they have a headache.
You see it. I think we're on Vilyash and going to doctors.
Yeah.
America.
Yeah.
They got the best doctors.
Yeah, that's what I said. Halacha l'maaseh, we use it for, we still use it, you know. But at the same time, you see, they tie it that this mamish. This is true b'chlal in the medical field, is that religious people, not just Jewish people, religious people b'chlal, any religion, have a much higher success rate and also longer lifespan. In all the medical, you know, fields, everything, it's always, and there's a big difference. It's not just recently
I have my best friend was a military university in America, and they had a computer that had every war known to man, with every variable from weather and different types of artillery they had, troops, everything to plug in, and they could, through past wars, they would tell everything, and they went through everything from World War One, Korea, all the different battles, and the outcomes of the computer was very, you know, was lined up everything. And then one student said, "Well, why aren't you bringing up any of the wars that Israel's ever been?" And he was like, he scoffed. Really, what is it? And he says, "It doesn't make any sense. It's not one of them has made sense." I'm sorry, it sounds so Zionistic, but it was like, it was the same type of thing. It's Lamal Menatev.
Yeah.
It's the only thing that we could come up with.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, we'll go back. Yeah. Vihine. Hakoil Doshim Rananut Utsiirut. Everyone needs freshness to become refreshed and youth. Aval Gam Ze Rak Migilui Chius HaNefesh Ein Bois. It also only comes from the Gilui of the Chius HaNefesh. Ra'ananut Acheret Haba'a L'Raglei Schok V'Kalas Roish. A different type of freshness that comes through joking around or playing and Kalas Roish, right? V'Amshoch Achrei Taevo B'Soris, and being drawn after the flesh lusts, right? The body's lusts. Min amoves yisoido. That freshness comes, is based in death. That freshness brings to death. Ki kol koyach achius ma'anefesh abahami achomri vanishri. Because the whole, any koyach of chius that comes from the animalistic or the donkey or the eagle nefesh, mi moves yisoido. It's yisoid is from death. Shekein ha-nefesh ha-bahamis hi koyach ha-mechale. Because the nefesh ha-bahamis is a koyach that destroys, wipes things out. O klapei ze ha-nefesh ha-elyoino hi koyach ha-mechaya nefesh chayo. And klapei this, the nefesh ha-elyoino, klapei the nefesh ha-bahamis, the nefesh ha-elyoino, is a koyach that's mechaya the nefesh chayo. And one who goes after the whims of his heart and imagines that in this way he's going to attain freshness, right? In other words, like, I want to live. Yeah, people, you know, I want to live. I gotta feel young and feel. He's shekeh ben mavis. He's really sinking into death. For this reason, the koyach hamechaya, the real koyach that brings life to a person, gives chius to a person, is the koyach hazon, is when the koyach hazon comes from the chius hanefesh el yoyna, that the person is able, it's in the koyach adam to be magala. What better raya, Rebaran Leib, Zatzal. A person that lived with kimat no besaris, nothing of the regular chippus, regular search and search for all the different foods and the health and this and that. He lived on the barest minimum of food and most posh. He would live till over 100 and functioning. Fully functioning. So you see, but in such a it doesn't make any sense. Yeah, you know, prisoner sits without a back. You know, you have to have the comfort chairs. They sell special chairs with the properly orthopedic chairs in the right way, whatever. And he's sitting his whole life learning without a back. It doesn't make sense. How's he able to walk? He was living with the koyach hamechaya amiti. That's the koyach hamechaya. V'chein koyach hamargish. Now Rabbi Yaakov Moshe moves over to the koyach. He just till now he spoke about the koyach hazon. The same thing is of the koyach hamargish. Re'iyo, asher hi ro'uy likrois re'iyo. Vision or sight that's appropriate to be called re'iya, v'chein shmiya, tam v'reach, v'gamishush, and so to hearing, taste, smell, and also feeling, ach migili ha-nefesh el-yoyna him bois. They only come forth from the glui of the nefesh el-yoyna. In other words, He's saying Re'ia, that's Roy L'Kroyser Re'ia. There's other Re'ia that's not Roy L'Kroyser Re'ia. There's Re'ia that's not worth, it's not, it doesn't deserve the shame Re'ia. A Shmia that doesn't deserve it. A real Re'ia and a real Shmia and a real ones that go forth from the Gilui Nefesh Elyonah, from revealing the Nefesh Elyonah. V'lulei HaNefesh HaZois. And if it were not for that Nefesh, HaRe'iyah Ein Re'iyah, he says in Mufurish, V'Hashmiyah Ein Shmiyah, V'chein HaTam V'Reach HaMishush, HaKol Ratzutzu Pagum. It's all broken and blemished. Many places this idea comes forth in this forum that after the Chet and all sorts of the Koyach of Hana went down. Koyach Hana Fuz, Nital Koyach Tambia, Nital, all different types of, like, because the Emes Dika Hana and the Emes Dika feelings of all these things really, really comes from the Nefesh Elyona, from the Nefesh. That's the Nefesh Molechius. That's Nefesh where you feel it Bishlemus. And all the other stuff is Ratzu to Pogum. It's garnished. It's an amazing thing because the Maisa, we live in a world where people feel, maybe I'll speak for myself, many of us also have this on everybody on their level, but there's a certain feeling that there's what to enjoy in life. And outside of the Olam Haruchni, okay, and each of us works on trying, let's say, maybe to be Metzamtzim, the Oivdei Hashem, try to be Metzamtzim, taking from the enjoyments of life. The Emes is, it's a sheker. Emes is a sheker. I'm not saying a person should jump and change things too radically, especially when you're dealing with family and kids and this and that. Not Chasrom saying to whatever, but at least we have to know that the truth is that the real Re'iyah, the real right? People are nanit to see things, people are nanit to hear things, people are nanit, anything experience that we have is built on our five senses, and we think that that's where the enjoyment's at, and the emphasis is it's not. The emes is that if we're megala the nefesh elokus, the re'iyah, shmiya, tam v'reach and mishush are all on a totally, totally different dargah of hanoah amitis, of shleimus mamush, which dwarfs and pashut makes the other stuff look ridiculous, and attack is ridiculous.
Well,
yeah,
there are certain things that will never, that somebody who's shakua in learning will never do. He'll never see nature in Alaska. He'll never get there.
Okay, but the thing is that first of all, let's say a person that's learning whatever it is, yeah. So he'll probably go out for walks at some point. At some point, he's outside. He sees nature here in Eretz Yisrael, let's say, yeah, and whatever chutzlars. It's its own stuff, whatever it is. So when he sees his re'iyah of the eitz of the tree, is a whole different re'iyah than what this other person is seeing. And when a person sees the mountains, Victor Miller is a classic example. The hispilus and the simcha of his re'iyah of nature was like a whole different story than anything any normal regular person you would know. And when he would see this, it would bring him such a simcha and such a dveikus in the Rebbeinu Shalom just from seeing the pits of an apple, you know. But the point is, it's not only a vart. I'm not talking about only a vart in his zbeininess. I'm not even talking about his zbeininess. That's not what we're talking here. We're talking about the actual Chushim, the actual Re'iyah itself. Re'iyah is one thing, and then the Hizbon is another. But the Re'iyah of the Nefesh HaLoikis is on a different frequency that automatically it's getting a different, it's getting a Shlemus Dika Re'iyah. You have in Pesukim to see, the Indian to see Moirecha, to see your teachers. You have
Shemaima,
huh? You have all sorts of shamanism, you know, the things that, you know, once heard many, many years ago from Rabbi Shapira, that's how he said that the tastes, there are really seven basic tastes in the world, the Shivas Minim. He said, these are the seven tastes, and all other tastes are different variations of these seven. And he said, that's what he said. So, you know, you have Gemara that says, Nitol Tama Peris. That's what I was saying before. Is that when the world went down into Gashmis, sunk down into Gashmis, the Tam left. That's why it's hard for us to have a musig of this, because you have to be there to experience it. And if you're already there to experience it, you're not gonna switch this gewaldige hana for this ridiculous hana. That's like the gra that I brought at the beginning of the shiurim, right? You have hana from dibur, from bittel, from stam bittel Torah, from speaking stupidity, from speaking to Rebbe Atala. What does he say? Go learn Torah and you're going to get Ruach HaKodesh. I mean, you're going to get a Gaval B'Gahana of Dibur that you're not, ain't a dime. What is he saying? You're crazy. You're switching this for that. Lashon of the Zayah, when it talks about learning a different Indian, whatever it is, it talks about the Hano of I don't know, the Hano. It compares learning Pshat and learning Soyd. Soyd is like eating Basar, and Pshat is eating hay. You're gonna switch hay. You're gonna eat hay instead of basar. I'm using it as a mashal for all sensation, anything that we any hana that we have from all our senses. It's all hay. If it's coming from nefesh b'amis, it's all hay. But it's hard to convince that. You know, you have to have emunah. You have to have emunah in the chazal.
Today, anybody has, on the one hand, exposure to another terrible. An olam of values versus a chiloni world where you can see it very clearly. They don't enjoy. The whole life is running after enjoyment. They don't enjoy it. They have to do very extreme things in order to experience anything.
Right.
Because they've completely dulled their senses.
Right.
Because their senses have become so dulled by all the things, they have to go to drugs or to extreme things to have any feelings, because the simple things just don't give them.
I had somebody that once religious but very not a Ben Torah, he said to me, he was once with Talmud Chacham Chavis, and a woman walked by that was not dressed appropriately. And the Tamil, I don't remember the exact lashon, but Tamil Chacham expressed the fact that it stirred him very much. It bothered him very much. And so he said, you know, I didn't even notice it. What is he noticing it for? Is that what, that's what a Talmud Chacham is? Talmud Chacham is gonna. Whoa. He gets so crazy from seeing a woman that's not dressed in full whatever that for me it doesn't do anything. So I told him, listen, I don't want to offend you, but it's not because he's sick; it's because you're sick. he was saying the guy's sick. I said, no, you're sick. He's healthy. It's just you're so desensitized. But Etzem, a person should be nisurah from seeing that. The Yetzirah, the Taibach, whatever, it should do something, but your senses are dulled. And of course, this carries over into the physical relationship of, you know, whatever, issues and that. It carries over also, because they always have to be right after more crazy things and more crazy things, and it's never ending, because they can never. Really have hana at that point, because it's all hana of hana bahamis. So therefore, it's not mesapek. It doesn't give the person any. But the hana, the same, those same hanas, kibayachal, looks like the same hanas that come through the nefesh alaikis. It's a whole different story. that gives a person sipuk chibur, gives a person bringing. It's a ruchnis in itself, even the physical. Let's just go right over here. Koyach hamadam, u'mat chilek ha'neshama shebenefesh, that parallels the chilek of the neshama shebenefesh, v'dimyoynei ha'adam alulim heima la'atois, and the right, dimyoynis of the person are likely to make a mistake, like the Rambam said, la'harkiv k'tasam ha'k'tasam, to graft together, to mix together certain dimyoynis together with other certain ideas with together with other things, lahafri, the hakiv, to separate and to mix together, ubaloi hanefesh elyoina, and without the nefesh elyoina, alulim lelech midechi al dechi rachman letzlan, a person is taka likely to go lower and lower till he's rachman letzlan gone. Aval kashe koyach zem is galim hanefesh elyoina, but when this koyach of medame becomes revealed from the nefesh elyoina, benokel lahagin olav, it's easy to protect it. To distance what's not right and to be makariv what is correct. In other words, the koyach hamadame that comes, that's mizgala through the nefesh elyoina, stays safe, doesn't fall into the trap of mistakes. There's a protection. The nefesh elyoina keeps it, I guess you would say, balanced, that it knows how to be madama the right things and to be mafra the market the right things and mafra the wrong things. And mashenkein, if the koyach madama that comes through the nefesh of Bahamas.
And if you put it together for the Rotem Gimel,
yeah,
at the end of it there, when we explain why when we explain that piece of the Rambam, like over the airplanes, why we madama things which are not the thing.
Yeah.
So it comes out that this koyach or the koyach madama, which now is being mapped to the neshama, is a koyach which is built in Mugbal. When we're within the marechet of the olam of the harkovus, so to use a koyach of without gvulus is going to bring a person to ta'uyus of putting things together that are not appropriate, or bringing a person to midechi el dechi, because it's taking away his limits, it's taking away his gvulus. Masha'enka, when a person is experiencing that within a nefesh elokis, over there, the way that he's explaining it over here at the end of Gimel, yeah, is that Be'emes over there, that's a place of where Be'emes has its correct place of being above gvulos, and therefore there's no problem of it bringing to wrong things, because it's a re'ia klalis of seeing things in the correct way, just seeing them without limits.
Yeah.
Because Be'emes, anything is possible, because when we tell the neshama lokes, we're above the whole system.
So wait, before though, he didn't speak about koyach hamadame within the...
No, over there he was talking about, over there he was all within the nefesh abraham. He was explaining, over there he was talking about the nekud of the nefesh being echad or different chalafim.
Right.
So he explained how the tolls came,
that the dimyon of the nefesh abraham is...
He said the reason why they came to tolls of thing was because they were looking at different chalafim. And then they put together the experience of thing, this experience of it pursuit, which he said Be'etzem is coming from Nefesh Elokis.
You're applying it in a different way than what he's saying over there.
I'm just saying that
each one is being mashing each other. Right. So he's saying that over there he was focused on the difference, the fact that one is within the Gvul and one was is outside of the Gvul. The Nefesh Abraham is within the Gvul, and therefore it's Herkevit. And it makes Toyos
because it's using a koyach, which is a koyach of being without gvulus, in a place where that's not appropriate. Because the whole mahus of the Bahamis,
so that's real,
is chomrius, which is harkava.
Right.
We made it to you something like that, which would bring you the midechi el dechi, because it's going to cause the person to go to things where, because in the olam of harkava, he shouldn't be going there.
Just rephrase it. It will come out like this: that. The koyach hamadame, which he says is connected to the neshama, we saw already that the nefesh and ruach are in the body, and the koyach of the neshama is like the bridge between the body and the soul, right? That's like the makom, so to say, of the neshama. That's like the job of the neshama. So the neshama is really a system that kind of us. So now, based on that, we can understand like this: within the system of gvul, you can't put things together because you're within the system. And the system is one of harkava. It's one of made up of different parts. So therefore, you can't just put it all together. You can't integrate everything when you're within the system. The only way to integrate everything is when you're outside of the system, when you're in the bilti gvul, looking down into the gvul. When you're in the bilti gvul, so you see how that all that gvul and all that stira and all that contradiction and all those differences are really part of one system that the Rebbeinu Shem created. So be'etzem, to use properly the koyach of medame, which is this koyach of above the system flowing into the system and bringing then the system back up, out, raising it up. So that's right, that's the koyach of neshama, that intermediary where it has that koyach. So that's the only way to properly be medame davar ledavar, and to mix things and to integrate things within the system, is if you're above the system, because the whole koyach of integration is from above. Mashenkin, if you have your koyach hadim, you're coming from nefesh bahamas, and nefesh bahamas is automatically be'etzem in the system, the male, that koyach madama can't be accurate. You know, it might be correct sometimes, might be wrong sometimes, but it's not an accurate measurement. So that's what you like what you're saying. That's really working with. He says a nice gimel. That Mamish gives us a big insight into what this koyach madama coming from the nefesh alaikis is doing. That's why it won't make mistakes the same way the Nefesh Bahamas works, because the real Dimyon has to come from above, from above the system, from the Bilti Gvulius, looking down on the Gvulius. Okay, so we'll stop here.